there looking to look like a bodybuilder, that this is tailor-made. And there are different looks between powerlifters, weightlifters, and again, bodybuilders. For those out there looking to look like a bodybuilder, I would think this is perfect.
I think so, too, because, again, don't forget, we are not performance sports, we are appearance sports. It's not what we do on that stage, it's how we look on that stage. And if muscle hypertrophy and muscle development is a goal, then this kind of workout is, of course, in a perfect sense, not just how many hundreds of pounds you're lifting in each particular lift. And as you can see, there is a lot of ego trainers that they would just mention 400 bench and 500 this and 600 squat and so on. And then you look at them and their arms are bigger than their legs. You know, so forget about ego. You're not here to break a world record. You are here to stimulate the muscle. For me, training in the gym is muscle stimulation, not physical work that you just come here to burn calories and do something that to impress some girl that is maybe looking, and she's probably not looking at you, but the wall behind you. Anyway, for the straight sets that you've been doing, if you can put them together, that would be my suggestion for your first time. What you're going to realize is going to happen, and I guarantee you, you're going to be so incredibly sore that you're going to start wondering, how can I now, after years of training, using actually less weight and exact same four exercises that I do, why would I be sore? That doesn't make sense. I was using less weight in second and third and fourth exercise. Wouldn't that be a question, Bob?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if I can do it, so why would you be sore? That's actually what happened to Dennis James. Dennis can do a 5.5 plates on incline like nothing. He can do an unbelievable amount of weight for chest. I put him to this kind of workout that he was laughing. He ended up having a trouble doing 135 on a flat bench, 135 on an incline press, but he was sore, and that's exactly his words. I have never been sore like this in my life. And what is it? So I would tell him, this is exactly how it works. Because you're doing these giant sets, and you have only maybe 5 second rest between, the first initial straight set, heavy duty, the first exercise that you do, already pretty much exhaust you and push you close to the limit. Now, 5 seconds rest in between is not enough for your muscle fibers to recover. So immediately, if you start doing a second exercise, you're hitting the muscle from a different angle, and it could be different actually, kind of, but maybe you change the tempo, you do super slow, just change the, whatever variable that you want to do in each and every station, but you still must use the same muscle fibers, chest muscle fibers. They are pre-exhausted, so they are already pretty much ready to fail, and you're going to be failing on a second exercise, 10 repetition, then go immediately to third, again fail, and a fourth exercise again fail. But how are you really going to fail? All the fibers that are there, chest muscle fibers, even the one that you never use because by biomechanics of the exercise, we all have our style of training, and sometimes just elbow positioning or grips, whatever, do not hit some muscle fibers that they are there. But when you start doing this, because the load is such incredible, and there is 40 repetitions and 4 different angles and 4 different exercises, you absolutely positively, by the end of that rotation, have been stimulating every muscle fiber in your chest or whatever muscle you're training. So this is the question that you asked me last time. Should you always go to the failure? Should you always train intense? So my answer would be, should we always try to be better, or should we be happy with what we are right now?
Absolutely, Milos. Milos, we're going to go into our third segment here. This segment is brought to you by NitroTech Hardcore, the world's number one selling muscle-building protein formula. MuscleTech products are available right now at bodybuilding.com, of course. Milos, let me ask you this famous quote by yourself, and it says, you can call yourself a bodybuilder if you can come into an empty room normal and come out 15 minutes later completely pumped. You're talking about the mind-muscle connection. What is it, and how important is it?
Yes, there is one message I want to send to everybody there, that's exactly. Mind-muscle connection is the most important aspect of bodybuilding, which means if you do any exercise for whatever muscle and you do not feel that muscle, you're obviously doing it wrong. So most importantly, whichever muscle is the one of your target, make sure that exercise you choose absolutely hit that muscle, and you can feel that muscle contracting. I was in Poland once, and in a seminar. It was in a theater, and it was like 1,500 people. I'll never forget that. I said this, and they probably translated. By the time he translated, he didn't really understand. I say, what do you mean if you go to the empty room, there is nothing, there is four walls and nothing, and you can come out? They didn't really get what I was saying. So I explained them. Normally, when you pick up any dumbbell or barbell or whatever object in your hand, and let's say you're doing a concentration bicep curl, everybody's going to focus on the object in the hand, and they're just going to move from point A to point B. That is going to be their goal of that exercise. Hardly anyone is going to actually look at the biceps and think, biceps is the one doing that exercise, and I'm going to contract biceps 100% in each and every rep. So I ask everybody to stand up. I got them in that position. Nobody had nothing in their hands. And then we start doing 15 repetitions with nothing in our hands. 15 repetitions of concentration bicep curl. Few people could not even do 15 repetitions with nothing in their hand because they were squeezing as hard as they can. So muscles start cramping. Some were so pumped and it was hurt. So they say, oh, now I get it. You know, so it's not that I have to lift weight. I have to just squeeze the muscle that is lifting that weight as hard as I can. And I said, that's exactly right. Now, if you come into empty room and you can find exercises for each muscle, just using your body, not any machines or weight, and you can actually isolate lateralis or quadriceps, VMO, doesn't matter which, latissimus or hamstrings, or any muscle in your body, if you find the exercise, then you can feel that muscle and do 15, 20 repetitions or whatever it takes and get that absolute pump. This is bodybuilding. That means that now you're in control, you know, for that muscle. You can control that muscle and make him grow.
You know, this is a great theory and one I've aspired to for many years now. And it also may answer the question, and I just kind of stumbled on this as you were talking about it, but if anybody out there that's been training for a while will notice, dips, chin-ups, and push-ups, all just done with your own weight, still seem tougher than actually lifting weights sometimes and doing actual movements. And I'm wondering, Milos, if that's not because instead of concentrating on the object like you were talking about, moving the weight from A to B, you're only concentrating on moving yourself.
And I didn't think it that way, but that makes sense to me as you said it. Yes. Now, of course, you are still lifting your own weight, and if that weight is 250 or 300 pounds, uh-huh, as Ronnie Coleman has, is quite a bit of weight. But I completely agree, and I think that you can say the same. You go to any gym and you look around. How many people do you think really focus on the muscle? It's mostly they're just focusing on either that free weight or a machine that they're performing whatever exercise.
No, there's no question there. Everybody goes into the gym is looking to get on the right side of the rack, yes, forgetting that we all had to start on the left side ourselves. They see a big pro bodybuilder training, obviously lifting big weights, 70, 80-pound curls, and they think, well, that's what I got to do. And again, Milos, I think you're absolutely correct in this. I think the idea of trying to train heavier actually keeps more people back than it does helping them.
Yes, and this is always either go heavy or go home. How many times have you heard that? You know, so guys are pretty much unrealistic, and they train for their ego. So they would start with, let's say, 100 pounds on a bench or a squat, and they would now consider they absolutely must lift heavier next time and try to go more and more and more each and every time. Now, when they realize they don't have a strength to do that, they start compromising their performance. They don't do exercise correctly. They actually put themselves in a physiologically dangerous position, probably on a squat. They lean too much forward, killing their backs and God knows what. But they would rather, you know, say by the end of the workout they accomplish 150 pounds in a poorest form possible, stimulating nothing but pretty much killing their spine or whatever else, but they have accomplished 150 pounds. Instead of going 110 pounds, being realistic, focusing on the muscle and lifting as they should, full range of motion, control eccentric move, contraction at the top, the way they're supposed to. You can still see on the boards, it's always number 400 bench and, you know, whatever squat, means much more than pictures. They're looking at of me training professional bodybuilders. 20 years, 30 years experience, professional bodybuilder would come to my gym and train with whatever amount of weight. Guys would look at the picture and laugh at the weight they're doing. They say, what is this? It's a lightweight. It's nothing. This is professional bodybuilder, which means experience, strong. That's his profession, and he chose to do whatever weight I gave him. Believe me, both me and him had a reason for it. You're not here to impress few get big guys or whatever board the picture is on. We are here to do the job. Maximum stimulation, hyper anabolic phase, the greatest, the most in shortest possible time. That's what my training is all about.
Milos, I've had a phrase I've liked to use for years, and I think you will definitely agree with this one, and it goes, train smarter, not harder.
Exactly, yes.
Seems to sum it all up for those out there.